Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. Welcome back, everybody, to our pick'em. Now we'll go through, we already gave you our big three in our college football playoff rant, of course, but now we're going to go through the rest of the games in week 10 and we'll recap our big three, just give you our picks one more time to recap you guys. But first up, our very first game of the pick'em contest, Virginia Tech at Boston College. Who are you taking in this game?
It's crazy to think about it this way, but Boston College hasn't won a single ACC matchup the entire year. A team that was picked to compete with Clemson has just had the bottom fall out from them. So I have Virginia Tech winning this game. But it's a battle of two teams that have just not looked very good this season. So what do you think about this game? I think we pretty much agree on this one.
Yeah, I'm taking Virginia Tech. I think Braxton Burmeister is going to lead the Hokies to a win. I just think Boston, like you said, Boston College hasn't won an ACC game, partly due to the fact that they had their four out-of-conference games to start the season, and Dracovic got hurt in the either at the very beginning of the fifth game or the very end of the fourth game. I'm not completely sure when he went down, but he went down in their either right before or at the very beginning of their first ACC game. So they've been without him for pretty much all of their ACC matchups, which has hurt them for sure.
For sure.
And yeah, I think Virginia Tech is just the better team.
So why don't we head on to our next matchup, Utah at Stanford. This is a Stanford team that everybody has overrated since their Oregon win, as they have continued to struggle with losses against quite a few teams that you're like, oh, wow, they lost to that team and beat Stanford at the same time. So it should be an interesting type of year. There's only really one team that is even worse than them. In Arizona, but you got some interesting matchups here. What do you think about this upcoming matchup with Utah here? Who do you got as the victor?
Yeah, Utah's playing for a lot this year. They had one guy die from their team this year, and his best friend just died last year as well. So Utah has a lot of motivation. Plus, they're just purely the more talented team in this game, so I think Utah wins. But they have a lot to play for, and it's crazy that those guys are even still able to go out and play like they are after losing two teammates in back-to-back seasons.
So on to our next game here, we got LSU at Alabama. This is a game that,
You got to put your pick in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have Utah winning this game. I think that Utah pulls away with the victory here. I just don't like this Stanford team like everybody else did. I talk to the local radio show sometimes, and he's been a little bit higher on Stanford than I have, and I've just been very much against them. But I just have never seen Stanford as a good team this year, and I continue to not see that. But I'm sorry again. I do this from time to time. I got the next matchup is LSU at Alabama. The only thing I'm going to say about this game is it is a possible upset alert just because LSU, for whatever reason this season, loves to play a little bit of the upset bug every once in a while. Like, here, let me give you a few examples. They beat Florida. They beat Florida. They played close against Auburn. They beat Mississippi State. I have Alabama winning this game by a couple touchdowns is my guess, but just be on upset alert here.
Yeah, I'm taking Bama all day long in
Okay.
this game. But like you said, I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be overly surprised if LSU plays them close. I just don't think LSU has enough gas in the tank to upset them. And Bama's not losing two games in the regular season to terrible teams. I think they'll lose to Auburn, of course, but I don't think they're losing to two garbage teams in LSU and A&M in the same regular season. So we both took Bama there. Next game, Army versus Air Force. Who you got in this one?
So some of you guys know this, some of you don't. I'm in an Air Force ROTC, not because I really want to join the Air Force, but just for that. So I have to pick Air Force to win this game. I honestly have no idea, and I really don't care who wins this game other than I'd like Air Force to win. I think Air Force has a little bit more of a passing attack, which helps them. But it's just going to be a fun game to watch, so.
Yeah, it will, but I'm going to take Army with Christian Anderson. They dropped 56 on Wake Forest. I think they'll score and do well. So I'll take Army just to disagree with you. Maybe give you another game since I am up 3 on you right now. But the next game that we have is Ohio State at Nebraska. Who are you taking in this one?
So this is another game where I have upset alert high just because I think that Nebraska is just another team that has played upset type games against Michigan State, Michigan. So you just got to go for the trifecta and the super rivalry there in the Ohio-Michigan region and just decide to make Ohio State fans have a couple of heart attacks too. So I think it's a possible upset alert, but Ohio State's going to win the game. So,
I agree. Yeah, I think Ohio State's just the better team. Nebraska just, man, everybody's so high on every single year, and every single year they disappoint. I will say though, they are the best 3-6 team in the country though. Nebraska is the best 3-6 team in the country, but they're 3-6. So they play everybody close, but they just can't finish it off. They played Illinois, they lost by 8. Oklahoma, they lost by 7. Michigan State, they lose by 3 in overtime at Michigan State. Michigan, they lose by 3. At Minnesota, they lose by 7. At Purdue, they are versus Purdue, they lose by 5. They just play everybody close, and they're probably going to end up going 3-9 because they have Ohio State, Wisconsin and Iowa to close out the year. Doubt they win any of those games. So it's just not looking good for Nebraska. Shout out to Dave from Haiti. Great guy. Got to visit with him and really get to know him a good bit. Really good at around the world. But hope you're staying safe and listening down in Haiti. Big Nebraska fan. He's from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's definitely disappointed in his Huskers. But yeah, I just think Ohio State's the better team here. So moving on to our next game, Wake Forest at North Carolina. Interesting fact about this game is this is technically an out of conference game for Wake Forest because they only scheduled 3 OOC games. So even if they lose this game, it will not count as a conference loss. Who you got in this?
I have an upset alert here, and I think we agree on this one. We're going to pick the Tar Heels to win this game. The Tar Heels really showed me in their close game against Notre Dame that they still are a very potent offense. And I just think UNC has something in them that Wake Forest, I think Wake Forest has a good offense, but Wake Forest just hasn't played anybody this season. And I think North Carolina's just a team to upset them. So I have the Tar Heels winning this game.
I agree. I think Josh Downs is going to be a major problem for Wake Forest D, and the Wake Forest defense is just awful. They gave up 56 to Army, who runs the triple option. 56 points. That is 8 touchdowns they gave up to Army. Oh man, so this defense is just awful, and this run game with Ty Chandler and Sam Howell runs it just as much, and then they have nobody that can cover Josh Downs. So I think this will be a very high scoring game, but I think UNC's gonna come out on top here. So next game we have from the American Conference, SMU at Memphis. SMU coming off the heartbreaking loss to Houston on the kickoff return touchdown to win it. Who you got?
I got SMU winning this game. I think that SMU, even though they had that heartbreaker, I think they'll bounce back and take the W against Memphis, who's not a great team this year like they have been in years past, but they're still a pretty decent team.
I agree. Yeah, Memphis is a decent team, but I just think SMU, particularly offensively, is just a much better team. And I think they'll roll to the win here in this one. I think they'll probably win like 40 something, 20 something, like 44, 41 to 24 or 21, somewhere in there. So I think SMU will win big. Next game, Louisiana Tech at UAB. Who you got in this one?
I got UAB winning this one. Louisiana Tech, just like Nebraska, has really struggled to close out games here, with some really just heartbreaking losses. But I think the Blazers really could just throw this game right at Louisiana Tech and score early and score often. So I got UAB winning this one. Who do you got?
Speaking of scoring, I think Louisiana Tech is going to have a hard time doing that in this game with UAB's good defense. They have like 16 super seniors on this team as well, I believe. So very experienced team. I think UAB is just the better team here. They have more experience, they're more talented, and they're just physically more dominant than Louisiana Tech is. So next game, going to the Big Ten now, Michigan State at Purdue. Who you got in this one?
Another game that is upset alert, and I know I keep saying this a lot, but like Purdue's a team, the perfect team to do it too. But I have Michigan State winning this game, just like all the other games that I've set upset alert on. I have Michigan State winning this one. I think that their run game will wear down Purdue, but we'll see if David Bell can get a couple of good games out of this Purdue team, which he has. But we'll see. I think Purdue's a pretty good team, not a great team. I think Jeff Brohm has been able to save his job this year with wins against Iowa. And I think he has, if I'm right, a 5-3 record at the moment. Yeah, 5-3. So I think it should be interesting. Also, Purdue has a little bit of an interesting quarterback situation, so we'll see what goes on there. But yeah, what do you think about this game, Lincoln?
I think Kenneth Walker is just going to have a massive day on the ground against Purdue. Karl Loftus may be able to stop him and slow him down at the beginning, but eventually he's just going to wear this defense down. And Purdue got their upset this year. It'll be 4 or 5 years before they get another one. So be waiting on that. Don't schedule them in 4 or 5 years. But it's not happening. It won't happen again 2 years in a row, or two, or this two times in the same year in 2 out of 3 weeks. I just don't think that's going to happen. But so I have Michigan State. You have Michigan State. Next game, Oklahoma State at West Virginia. Who you got in this one?
I got Oklahoma State winning this game. I just think they'll be able to come away with the victory, but don't be surprised if West Virginia is competitive in this game. Their defense can be pretty good. They're coming off with 2 straight weeks of wins, but then they also had that Baylor game, so I don't know. I don't think they're a great team, but they're not a bad team.
I agree. Yeah, I think Oklahoma State's going to win, but I think West Virginia will hang around for about 3 quarters. But I think Okie State will pull away in the fourth and get the win. Next game, the Baylor Bears at the Gary Patterson less TCU Horned Frogs after they just agreed to part ways with the longtime head coach. Who you got in this one?
I got the Baylor Bears. I would have the Baylor Bears in this one anyway. But with a team that just lost its head coach, I think it shows in Las Vegas where you just have a losing locker room environment. I'm not saying that they'll have another Henry Ruggs situation, but I do think that it could become a little bit of an issue, especially with a long time head coach that had been around the program for years and years and years.
Yeah, I agree. As like you said, the biggest thing is this isn't just them losing their head coach. They're losing a guy who's been there for forever, since some of these kids playing on the team now were in elementary school. He's been there that long. So I think this is gonna have a big impact on this locker room and this team. And like you said, regardless, I'm taking Baylor. They're just the better team. Shout out to you, Scotty B, the Baylor King. Make sure you subscribe to him on YouTube. Big Baylor fan, really knows his stuff when it comes to college athletics. But the next game, USC at Arizona State. Who you got in this one in a battle in the Pac-12?
So I got Arizona State winning this one. Drake London is out for the year, and that means USC will not have an offense for the rest of the year. So that pretty much means Arizona State will win this game. That's about all I have to say.
I agree. I would have taken Arizona State even if Drake London wasn't, just because they have a more dynamic offense, not just throwing it to one receiver 50 times each game. And you knew it was going to happen. You knew eventually London was going to get hurt. I mean, and he's still probably going to lead the NCAA in receptions. And even though he's not going to play, even though he's going to have like four less games, I believe he's already over
Jeter
100.
Downs. Jeter Downs may have that record by the end of the year, though.
You mean Josh Downs?
Josh Downs. Good Lord, I need to stop that.
Yeah, you
Yeah, but
said. Yeah, he may have that. He may have it. But yeah, like you said, I'm taking Arizona State. But the next game, and we finally disagree on one other than Army Air Force, which nobody cares about, and we have Mississippi State at Arkansas. Who
I got the Arkansas Razorbacks here. Arkansas is coming off a bye, so advantage Arkansas there. And then this is the trend for Mississippi State. They beat Louisiana Tech by 1 point. They beat NC State by 14. They lose to Memphis. They barely lose to LSU. They beat A&M. They get killed by Alabama. They kill Vanderbilt. They beat Kentucky. So I'm assuming a loss is coming now. So be on upset alert, Auburn and Ole Miss, because you're on Mississippi State's week. So yeah, I don't understand it anymore. Mississippi State, I don't understand you whatsoever. I'm just mad at you because you're ranked way higher than you should be. I think Arkansas's just, I don't know, they're just a little more consistent. I just don't know what Mississippi T State team's going to show up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I am gonna take Mississippi State though to beat Arkansas. I just haven't been impressed the last couple games with Arkansas that they've played. They've really lost their confidence, and they've just kind of gotten away from what they did, how they just completely murdered and dismantled Texas completely. So I think Mississippi State will get the win, but I'm not gonna be surprised if Arkansas wins though. But the next game, NC State at Florida State, who you got in this one?
I got NC State in this one just because, just like Mississippi State, Florida State continues to be a weird team where I just don't get what Florida State team I'm getting every week. So I'm picking NC State, but to be honest, I have no idea. Lincoln?
Yeah, me neither. I have no idea what NC State team's going to show up and what Florida State team's going to show up, but I'm just going to go with what seems to be the better team, and that's NC State. I think they'll get the job done. But with this game being in Tallahassee and NC State not really knowing which team's going to show up for either side, I would not be surprised if Florida State comes out with the win. But moving on to our next game, we have three games left. Liberty at Ole Miss. Who you got?
I got Ole Miss winning this game, but with it being 2021, I just expect Liberty to win this game. Like, I'm picking Ole Miss, but I expect Liberty to win this game. What do you think about it, Lincoln? It's 2021, and it's college football.
Two teams with insanely good offenses and terrible defenses. And by the way, this is Hugh Freeze's return to Ole Miss. So this will be a can't miss game. for sure. But I think Ole Miss will get the win with it being a home game, and Hugh Freeze, there's going to be a ton of pressure on him back at Ole Miss. But then again, I could see all the pressure on Lane Kiffin, too, to not let this guy who came in and broke all these rules at Ole Miss come in and beat him. But I just think Ole Miss has a little bit more talent. But like you said, I would not be surprised at all if Liberty is able to come away with the win. I just expect or think Ole Miss is going to win. Staying with the SEC, the next game, Tennessee at Kentucky. Who you got in this one?
I got the Volunteers here. I've kind of been on the Volunteers hype train for the last couple of weeks that they've really played really well. They played three quarters against Alabama, which is pretty impressive. They played pretty well against Ole Miss, taking them down to the wire. They played well against South Carolina, beating them 45-7 until South Carolina got a couple of touchdowns at the end. They killed Missouri. They did get killed by Florida, which intrigues me, but I think this team's gotten better and better, especially since their awful quarterback named Cough Cough, Joe Milton left. I think Tennessee has something cooking here with Hendon Hooker.
I don't know if they have something necessarily cooking, but they definitely have too much offense for Kentucky. Tennessee will get the win and will Rocky Top themselves back home. Next game is Boise State at Fresno State, and this is the last game. Who you got in this one?
Well, I guess we might finish it off with this game. It's pretty fitting. Boise State isn't the best team in a Mountain West Conference game. It's kind of crazy to think about, but Fresno State has played really competitive against all teams this year, beating UCLA, almost beating Oregon, and to be honest, they probably should have. So I got the Fresno State Bulldogs here, and it may be the Fresno State Bulldogs of a New Year's Six Bowl.
Yeah, I have Fresno State as well. I think they're just the better team over Boise State. I think they'll get the win in a closer game, but I think they'll win pretty. Like, I don't think they're gonna be stressed out at the end of the game. But just to recap our big three, we both took Auburn over A&M. I took Clemson, CSN took Louisville, and then we both took Marshall over FAU. We really appreciate all of you guys tuning in to this week's edition of College Football Truth Day. We'll be back next week. Make sure you subscribe to American Football Network on YouTube. Subscribe to Chicago Sports Network on YouTube as well. And we will see you all next week.
See ya.
All right, everybody. We are back. We appreciate you hanging through the break with us. And now we are going to get into our big three games for the week. We have Auburn at Texas A&M. That'll be a top 15 matchup somehow. Then we have Clemson at Louisville, a big game on Saturday night for the ACC on ACC Network. And then kind of an underlying game that isn't really looked at as particularly a big game, but has a major is a big game for Conference USA in the East Division with Marshall at Florida Atlantic. That should be a good game. The winner of that one will then have to beat will then have to beat excuse me, will have to beat Western Kentucky to claim that division and win both of those games to claim that division to probably play UTSA. So let's get started with Auburn at A&M. You want to go?
Oh yeah, my bad. I forgot that I didn't have my microphone turned on. So Auburn at A&M should be an interesting game here. So one of the things that I think is going to happen with this game is I think Bo Nix is just going to dominate. I just think that Bo Nix is going to be able to dominate this game because I don't think A&M proved when they played Arkansas and they played KJ Jefferson. Like, I think I don't know. There's something about this Auburn team that Brian Harsin's done that he's just done a really good job. So what do you think about
He has.
upcoming
He's really. He's really changed this whole. Like, I really believe if Gus Malzahn was still the coach, that Auburn probably loses to Ole Miss. They probably lose. Did they beat? They lost. They beat Arkansas, didn't they?
Auburn beat Arkansas, yes.
Yeah, they probably lose to Arkansas and Ole Miss this year. Just going off if Malzahn was still the coach, but I think that the Brian Harsin has done a fantastic job at Auburn, and I think Auburn is just purely the better team. I think Bo Nix is going to show up ready to play. I think Tate Bigsby is going to have a field day on this A&M defense and run all over them. Like you said, they could not contain KJ Jefferson. And his pat with his ability to throw the ball and run the ball, I don't see why magically they're just going to stop Bo Nix. And they couldn't stop Arkansas's run game, really, for the most part, especially in that first half. And I think Bigsby will run all over him.
So, what do you think? What do you think about Bo Nix coming into this game against Zach Calzada and his quarterback play? Do you think that Auburn will have an easy time? Are you expecting this game to be kind of a blowout?
Not a blowout in the sense that they beat them by a bunch of points, but I expect this game to be much like the Auburn Ole Miss game from last week, where Auburn is in control. Like they Auburn only beat Ole Miss by 11, 31-20. But if you watch the game, Auburn was in control pretty much the entire game. And you never really felt like old, even though it was like a 10-point game in the third quarter. You never really felt like Ole Miss was going to come back and win that game. Auburn just controlled the game the entire time. They dominated Ole Miss the entire game. So I think it's going to be that kind of game where it's within two touchdowns, but it's a lot more than the score will show.
So why don't we head on to our next game here, Clemson at Louisville. What do you think about this game, Lincoln? And why don't we talk a little bit about Clemson's season, as it's kind of been an interesting one. Why don't we start off with a quick question? What do you think about the quarterback situation coming into this game against Louisville's defense?
I think DJ has been showing the entire offense really has been they've been showing they're getting better, and you can definitely tell that they're getting more confident with each game that they play. The offense is slowly starting to look better each game, and I don't like I've said before, I don't expect us to just all of a sudden come out and just torch. I don't expect us to just come out and torch Louisville's defense, but I like it's slowly getting better, and there's subtle changes and improvements each week, and so I expect us to get better and improve more in this game. But like I said, I don't think we're gonna just come out and just blow them out. But I think DJ's gonna have a pretty solid game, and I think the defense is really gonna do a good job of shutting down and containing Malik Cunningham like they did Jordan Travis last week, getting to him for 6 sacks. Not so last week they didn't just contain him and keep Travis in the pocket, but they got to him and were able to bring him to the ground 6 times in that game.
So yeah, I think this should be kind of an interesting matchup for both teams here. But here's the thing that I'll say is this: Clemson has just it. Like, I know maybe you're talking about some subtle improvements. I just think that that's more just like they know each other a little bit better rather than they're actually better. I don't know. This Clemson team, they've won one road game against Syracuse, and it was down to the wire against, well, Syracuse, one of the worst teams in the ACC. I don't know. This Clemson team really scares me, especially offensively. I think Louisville is a good enough team in order to beat Clemson here. So, like, I think their offense is just good enough to win. I don't know. I just have a lot of doubts about Clemson's offense being able to score enough points. And Clemson's defense has gotten a little bit worse throughout the season. The only upside for Clemson here is Will Shipley in the running game. That's a big upside there. But you just got to become like just a ground and pound team for the rest of the season. Like Wisconsin, I don't know. I don't have much faith in Clemson in this game. So I'm gonna pick Louisville to win this game. Just because I just lack any faith in Clemson here, and it's a road matchup. So, who do you have as your final pick here, Lincoln? And then what do you expect the wide receivers to be like in this upcoming game? Do you expect them to be as ineffective as in previous games, or do you expect some effectancy to come back?
So, first off, I'm taking Clemson to beat Louisville. I think at the end of the day, Clemson has more talent than Louisville, obviously. And Louisville's done a poor job of closing out games this year. Like they had Wake Forest beat and they blew it. They just got beat by NC State 28-13 after being tied with them 7-7. They just got smoked in the second half. They blew it to Virginia 34-33. So they just can't close out games. Obviously, other than the pick six they got against UCF to win it, but I'm still not 100% sure that that was necessarily what Louisville did because Dylan Gabriel threw it right to the dude for Louisville. I believe it was their safety. He threw it right to him. There was no UCF player really anywhere near him, at least running in that direction. So they've just done a poor job of closing out games. And I think in a close a game that's going to be pretty close, I think Clemson will get the job done. I think the defense will make a pretty big stand. And then to your question about the receivers are slowly getting better. The problem for Clemson's receivers all season long is they're not getting separation, and there's no receiver like what we've had in the past, a Mike Williams or a T. Higgins, that if that ball's thrown up, that is their ball. And nobody's stopping them from getting the ball. Nobody really has that mindset. I did see a flash of it from Justin Ross on the fall or the offsides by Florida State down the sideline to him. He played very aggressive and he got the ball. If he continues to do that, I think he's gonna start seeing a lot better results. I think Ngata is gonna continue to play solid. I still think the receivers aren't going to be as big of a factor as they have in the past, but I think they'll be a little bit more of a factor than they were against Florida State.
Yeah, so why don't we head on to our third and final big matchup of the day? Marshall at FAU. To be honest, we just changed this game, so I don't know that much about either of these teams because I don't really do any research on them. And to be honest, it's a pretty even matchup. What do you think about this matchup, Lincoln? About Marshall and FAU, two teams that are this matchup would basically decide the East Division and Conference USA.
Yeah, I threw you a little change up there. That was on me. I didn't realize we had UTSA UTEP instead of this. I didn't realize this game was as big until earlier whenever I was recording my video. But yeah, this game is a huge game for both of these teams because what's going to happen is if Marshall wins this game and the Conference USA could find themselves with a mess, let's just say Marshall wins this game but loses to Western Kentucky. And FAU loses this game, obviously, and beats Western Kentucky, then they're going to have a three-way tie for that East Division, all teams tied with each other. Assuming they all went out other than the games I just told you that they would lose. But I think Marshall is just the better team with Grant Wells at quarterback. They have a really good passing attack. I think Marshall's going to get the job done at FAU. The line on this game is -1.5, for Marshall's favored -1.5. So a very even game according to Vegas. And I think it will be a very even game. But I think Marshall's going to come away with the win. I just think they have too much offense for FAU. And I think they're going to beat Western Kentucky in the last game of the regular season as well.
So, yeah, that should be a very interesting matchup there. I'm going with Marshall, mostly just, I don't know. I think Marshall looks a little bit better strength of schedule wise, but to be honest, I have absolutely no idea. So that pretty much wraps it up. Is there any final thoughts on any of these games? We agree on two of them, disagree on the Clemson-Louisville game. So we'll see what happens there. But is there any more thoughts on those games there, Lincoln?
Not really. So we're gonna go ahead and take one more ad break, and we'll get back to you with the rest of our pick'em contest, just our normal games to keep an eye on. We'll get back to those right after a quick break. What's going on, everybody? College Football Truth Day is back here for, man, it's already week 10 in the college football season. It's flown by. But the college football playoff rankings just came out this past Tuesday. And so we're going to recap those here in our first segment, give you just kind of pretty much just go on a rant about the pretty much just go on a rant about the rankings and pretty much everything, you know, that's wrong with them, and just give you our takes on it. So you want to go ahead and get us started with that?
Yeah, so why don't we start off at the top here? Alabama 2. My issue with this is that Alabama, well, they lost to Texas A&M. Yes, it was at Texas A&M, but a calzone at a pizza place has a better shot at winning the college football playoff than whoever they have at quarterback. And if you don't know why I'm making that joke, it's because I could not pronounce that guy's name for a little while. So just I don't understand this. Texas A&M sucks. They literally have play. I'm going to read off their schedule here real quickly. So just to show you their really impressive wins their season, they beat Kent State, Colorado, New Mexico. They lost to Arkansas. They lost to Mississippi State. They beat Alabama. They beat Missouri. They beat South Carolina. They played absolutely no one, and yet they are the number 14 team in the country only because they want to put Alabama at two. If you want to put any Power 5 team at two, it should be Michigan State. They have proven it over and over again that they are going to be a competitive team this year. And plus, it's really bad luck for Michigan State to play Alabama in the playoff. It's just not good. It's just not a good idea. Do I need to explain any more? So that's my Alabama rant. Do you have anything to say about Alabama before we continue to kind of move down these rankings as they get worse and worse?
I get it. I get it. Cincinnati has the 100th ranked strength of schedule. I don't agree with it, but hey, if they can at least come up with some reason why Bama's in front of Cincinnati, I'll take it. But there is absolutely no reason Alabama is in front of Michigan State, who's unbeaten. They just beat the number six team in the country, just last week in Michigan. They've looked great all season long. If you want to put Cincinnati at four, I don't like it, but it's better than putting them at six. I don't have as big of a problem with it. And you putting Bama, if you put Bama at three, but Michigan State for sure has to be in front of Bama. No question about it. Cincinnati definitely should be, but Michigan State is just a no-brainer, has to be in front of them. I think Cincinnati should be the number two team in the country and Michigan State three, but I definitely could see it if they want Michigan State to swap with Cincinnati, but having Bama in front of both of those teams makes zero sense at all. And sticking with the band, this goes along with it, having A&M at 14, having Mississippi State at 17, a 5-3 Mississippi State team. There is only one other team that is 5-3, and that's Wisconsin at 21 in these rankings. Mississippi State at 17. Nobody in America except this playoff committee has Mississippi State ranked, and it's only so Bama has a top 20 win in that game. And then they have Ole Miss at 16, who should be in the 20s at if even ranked at all. They have them at 16 just to give Bama yet another top 20 win. And then they have Texas A&M at 14, who should have lost to Colorado, who is just awful. They have them at 14, so they can say, well, Bama lost to a top 15 A&M team, who, by the way, was unranked and doesn't even at the time and doesn't even have their starting quarterback in right now. Bama lost to them. I just think it's absolute garbage that Mississippi State and Ole Miss is ranked, and they're doing everything they can do to keep Cincinnati out. They have Ohio State at 5. And they have Minnesota at 20. The reason Minnesota's in is so they can say, well, look at there. Ohio State has a top 20 win. And then, of course, they say, and their only loss is the number 4 Oregon. And then for Oregon, of course, well, they beat Ohio State, who's number 5. It's just they like me and you were talking
Oregon
about
lost to freaking Stanford.
like we were talking about the other day. They put what they think their top 5 is outside of Cincinnati. They really fit. We all know it. They really believe Cincinnati's a top 4 team, but they wouldn't be doing their job if they put them in the top 4 or 5. So they have to put them in 6. So they pick their top 5 outside of the group of 5, and then they just fill in the rest of the rankings to make it to pretty much keep the teams they don't want in, like Wake Forest. There is no reason Wake Forest is behind Michigan, who just lost, by the way. I think Notre Dame should be 9 and Michigan should be 10. Both of them coming off losses. It's just all they get their top 5 and then they fill in the rest just to explain for why they have their top 5 and to make those teams look better, which I completely disagree with. This committee is complete fraud, but we can't do anything to change it. We can't really help any of it. You have any more thoughts?
Yeah, I do. So my biggest thing, the only thing that I'm going to give the committee a little bit of credit is that Oregon is ahead of Ohio State. I get that Ohio State looks better than Oregon right now, and Oregon lost to freaking Stanford, who's 3-4. But at the same time, they beat Ohio State at Ohio State in the Horseshoe. So I kind of agree with that. But in my opinion, I think Cincinnati, like, in all honesty, games don't matter to this committee. It's like they don't even watch the games. Have you seen Mississippi State? One week they play good, one week they play bad. They need a missed, was it a missed field goal or was it a made field goal? Louisiana freaking Tech.
Mississippi State hit a game-winning field goal. And speaking, going back to them real quick, they also put NC State at 19, just so they can say, well, Mississippi State also has a top 20 win to kind of explain why they have them at 17, to explain why they have Bama at 2. It's all just an ongoing excuse for why they have these teams where they are. And other than the Bama thing, my biggest issue is they have San Diego State at 24 and Fresno State at 23. They just put those two in there just to say, well, look, we rank some group of five schools, but they didn't even put the right group of five schools in. Why is UTSA, who is 8-0 or 9-0, not in there, not in the rankings? And why is Houston, who's 7-1, not in here over a San Diego State team who, yes, they're 7-1, but they've struggled and barely beaten teams the last month and a half. And then you have Fresno State, who has 2 losses, and they've also barely beaten teams over the last month. It makes 0 sense at all why those teams are in. But Mississippi State and Minnesota definitely should be out for UTSA and Houston. And then Fresno State, I could get Fresno State maybe being in at 24, but San Diego State has to go as well.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. It's just an absolute, it doesn't make any sense. Also, how is BYU this year ranked so much farther ahead than last year when they had a better team, a better quarterback, and a better resume? Like, this just doesn't make
Not
sense.
the
It doesn't make any sense.
They were
Go
undefeated at
ahead.
this point in the year. Undefeated, whereas this BYU team has two losses.
I don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense. I don't know. Well, okay. I think it's
My
time. Oh, also one more thing.
close. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Iowa should never be ranked ever, ever, ever again. They should have three losses on the season, and the only reason why they don't is because their quarterback for Penn State was out, and they almost lost to Colorado State. Colorado State is the worst team in FBS, worse than UConn. Colorado State is trash, trash, trash. They barely beat FCS. They lose to FCS teams. Illinois State, my team, beat them 2 years ago by two touchdowns. Colorado State, to put this into a little bit of perspective, because I don't understand this. Colorado State got beat by Vanderbilt more than Iowa. More than Iowa. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, calm down there just a little bit. They're not the worst team because they beat Boise State. I would say UConn and probably Bowling Green are worse. Like they've
But
beaten
Bowling
some.
Green beat Minnesota. Bowling Green beat Minnesota, and Minnesota's somehow ranked in here.
Because they, let's see, Colorado State this year is, hold on, I'm getting it up.
They're 3-5. Who do they? Oh, they beat New Mexico,
Beat New
San
Mexico.
Jose State, and Toledo.
Lost to Boise. They lost to Boise. My bad.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but they lost to the FCS team, South Dakota State. And don't get me wrong, the Jackrabbits are a great team, but like, it's just I don't know.
The
I
one
don't
thing
know.
I before we close up this segment is as a Clemson fan, Mississippi State sitting there at 17-5-3. By that standard, we should be like 25 or 24 if Mississippi State can sneak in there at 5-3. But yeah, the rankings, they make no sense, and there's nothing to judge them by because the committee changes. The committee doesn't go by a certain thing. They change every single year, every single week, really. They change up. They're always keeping the group of five teams out, even though some of the group of five teams they leave out are clearly better, and they will always bend their back for Bama. But nonetheless, we are going to wrap this segment up and move on to our big three games for this week. We'll get back.
Right before we move on here, Lincoln, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Why don't we do our playoff predictions now that the first playoff poll is out? And let's remind everyone, these are our predictions of what we will think will happen, not what we think should happen based on committee rankings. But what do you think the committee will choose as the final four teams come December, like 5th, I think it is?
I think it's a little bit later than that. But yeah, so I think what's going to happen is I think at the end of the season the final four teams are going to be Georgia in no order, but Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, and man, I don't know who the last one would be. I don't think Wake Forest gets in even if they go undefeated. Oregon's not getting in, I wouldn't imagine. I'll say Cincinnati sneaks in there at four.
I think in no particular order, Georgia, Georgia, Michigan State, Cincinnati, and Baylor.
Baylor. Yeah, I was debating on putting Baylor
I
in too
just
because I
like
think
I
Baylor
just don't
well.
I just don't think that Oklahoma's going to win the Big 12, and I don't think they're going to win the matchup in Waco this upcoming week. So I just can't pick Oklahoma. I think Wake Forest will probably lose at some point, and Michigan will lose to Ohio State because it's Michigan. And I think Michigan State will beat Ohio State, which gives Ohio State two losses. So I don't know how that's possible, but I guess Baylor.
I like it. I like it. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this segment up. We'll be going to our big three games for week 10 right after we get back from this quick ad break.